Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Hold on. I got to play a stupid thing. Just bear with me here. I hope I got this thing right. Let's see if this will work. Hold on. Here we go.
Welcome to our show. Middle D already knows that the 8 o'clock hour brings all the show's power. Because Big Willie tells the truth and blows the ratings of our show out the roof. It's a Big Willie and Little D show, our show.
I hate that song. I had everything connected with it. Mr. Big Willie, welcome back.
You hate it because you didn't come up with it.
Your talent agent, Eric Gold, insisted we got to play this every time before we do this segment here with you when you called in from your Freightliner Cascadia 125 luxurious cab there. Where are you now? In Michigan or where? Toledo, where are you now? Driving around.
Did you say something? I was still singing that song in my head. My bad. Anyhow, yeah, I'm up in Toledo. I was in Michigan about 2:30 this morning, and crappy out. It snowed a little bit on 80, and coming up here, it's cold.
Hello? For the love of... Big Willie 105.5.
Yeah, it must have been the Michigan guys cutting off the phone lines. I think they did Ohio State, the football game.
Yeah.
But anyhow, it was crappy out. It's cold out. It's freezing. The straps are froze. The tarps are froze. It's miserable. It's still miserable. Now I'm just waiting to get in here to unload in Toledo processing by the landfill.
Okay, help me understand something. Here in the Valley, I'm concerned that a lot of parents are raising a generation of wusses because it's cold, so we need to shut down the school, so no school today for so many of our kids. Is it like that up there where it's much colder than here? Have they shut down all the schools there for cold weather, or are they just hardier kids?
Nah, hardier kids. I got friends that live in Gaylord, Michigan, way up north, and I call him weird because he's like, we love it up here, and the roads are horrible. And I said, why are your roads so bad? He goes, because it keeps wussies like you people out of here. He said, that's why. He said, you guys come up here, a bunch of wussies. And they love snowmobiling. They go out ice fishing. I talked to this old guy up here at the one place, and his son's a state trooper in Michigan. But anyhow, he goes out ice fishing. I said, what possesses you to go out in 20-degree weather and just sit there and drill a hole and check the height? They check the thickness of the ice, and they go ice fishing. He goes, I don't know. I said, man, I know I could come up with something a heck of a lot better than sitting on a sheet of ice in the dead of winter, bundled up. Yeah, and I said, whatever. But
Let me explain this to you. Let me explain ice fishing to you. It has nothing to do with fishing. It has everything to do with guys getting away from their wives or girlfriends and drinking beer nonstop. That's what ice fishing is really all about. And that's a fact. You can look it up.
I'd rather sit at home with Christy than go out on the ice.
Well, I'm sure a lot of men would as well. But I'm telling you, for ice fishing, that's what it's really all about. Guy, and a great excuse for guys to get away from the wife or the girlfriend and to drink beer all day long. That's what it's all about. They don't care about fishing. They care about drinking beer, being away from the wife. That's all it is. Breaking news.
Hey, don't you have video cameras up at your house? All the people that want to kill you, you don't have any security cameras there?
Well, we have got plenty of security cameras, let me tell you. And I tell people this, and I'm not joking. If you want to know how many firearms we have in our house, my wife and me, try to break in. You'll find out. No. We're very careful. We're very careful about that. We'll be very careful about that. So anyway, help me understand. Why do so many schools close down here when it just gets a little cold? Schools are open.
The main story is, are you going to sue whoever plowed your driveway if they broke your driveway up, if they broke your pipes?
I'd certainly talk with my legal team about it. Yeah, but I don't know who that is. Right. I really don't. Right. And I'm sure I'm sure he meant well. There's no question about that. But you're trespassing. Right. Don't do this. You're actually screwing up stuff and maybe costing me thousands of dollars. And you're laughing about it. This is unbelievable.
And I'm just sitting there saying, this poor guy's oh, man, no good deed goes undone.
Hey, I didn't laugh at you, buddy, when you had problems with your water pipes. I wasn't mocking you. I was supportive of you and encouraged you to run for Guernsey County Commissioner. And now for me with my pipes that this guy ran over trying to remove snow on my driveway without even asking me, could have damaged it, and you think it's funny?
Well, what did Jim DeNoble use last year, a snowblower?
It was 2 years ago. He had a truck. It was very nice of him to do that, and I appreciate it. I don't think it was Jim, but I'm not sure. And if it was Jim, I would thank him. But then if it's not him and I'm thanking him, now I look like a jerk. And, of course, you can't win. You just cannot win here. It's terrible.
I put money on it. It wasn't Jim DeNoble.
Probably not, but if it was, I've got to be gracious about it. And I don't know what to do. I literally don't know what to do. It's just awful. Anyway, what's going on with you in your life? Enough about me and my problems.
Hey, do you know, name a movie that Rob Reiner directed? You know any?
A Few Good Men, The Princess Bride, Sally.
Stand by Me.
Yeah, Stand By Me, Sally, and the one where she's Meg Ryan is pretending she's
Harry
having an orgasm. Right. What is this? Are you there? Do we lose you again? Hello? You have no idea how difficult it is being me. You simply have no concept. Big Willie 105.5, are you there again? Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm just sitting here and it just keeps going out.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so what's the...
I switched over to AT&T. I had T-Mobile. Now I'm on AT&T to save some money, but apparently it's not working too well.
Apparently not. Yeah, I would say. Apparently not. Right. My God. Anyway, so Harry Met Sally,
Did you see the big wreck?
The big wreck?
You see the big... There's a big truck, track, trailer accident at the bottom of 2 Mile Hill again?
No.
Right now? Yeah, it just happened about 15 minutes ago, Sam.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't hear it.
Yeah. So I was thinking about the illegal truck drivers again. That one up in Washington State again. He was released after that. He was released on bond and stuff after he killed somebody. It's ridiculous. I put it on my Facebook page. It's just... I don't know. I don't know what they got to do to get this under control, but it's just every single day there's accidents, and I see more and more crazy stuff. The world's falling apart.
No. What you have to do is arrest the owners of the trucking companies for hiring the. Until you arrest them, nothing is going to change. You've got to come down really, really hard on these owners who are hiring these illegals to get into these trucks and then start killing people. And you're telling me that there's a big rig on 2 Mile Hill? Big accident?
Yeah, right now. Yeah, they said westbound, but he's facing eastbound, what one report said. But, it just happened like 15, 20 minutes ago, they said.
Oh, my goodness.
Bottom of 2 Mile Hill in the turn. So.
Oh, my goodness. Well, look, after we're through with this segment, if people can give us a call from their vehicles, if they're stuck on 2 Mile Hill or anywhere near there, let us know what the situation is like. We'd appreciate it. It's the first I've heard of this, frankly. So, question. Anything else, Mr. Big Willie? Getting ready for Christmas? You've not dropped off any envelopes for me yet.
No, I don't know if I'm going to be at the Christmas party or not. I don't know. We'll see.
It's open bar.
No matter what, I gotta work every day.
It's open bar.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't. Open bar means more money. I'd rather not even have a Christmas party. That way I could try to get a raise.
Well, you know? Are we allowed to bring our spouses? Please say no, because my wife's listening.
She can come, but you can't probably be the consensus.
Yeah, I would say. But anyway, so you're not sure. I mean, it's going to be free
bar,
food.
Huh?
It's going to be free food.
I say
food.
That we should be on airway today. I don't know. You're taking advantage of the free day. If we're not drinking and I'm available, I think you just should just show up.
Well, I actually want to, because I don't drink, so I'm not going to be hungover like everybody else.
Right.
But Johnny's not going to be here. And we need Johnny here to make everything work right, because with me, I mean, with, you know, touching the equipment, the only other person here is Natan, who is our security guard here, a former IDF from Israel. But Johnny's not going to be here. So, you know, what are you going to do? You know, I mean, if anybody tries to break in.
How good it would be. I mean, make sure you take pictures of everybody again and post them at the party. That's always a home run with the public. Especially if everybody starts drinking, make sure you get your camera out. It would be great radio Wednesday morning, especially if I went there. You could tell me all about it. It would be awesome radio.
Every employee here would kill me. I wouldn't be alive Wednesday morning if I posted pictures from any of our Christmas parties. I would be dead.
As long as Johnny keeps his clothes on this year. I think last year he had his shirt off and walked waving it around saying I'm the best DJ in town or something like that.
Nation.
I don't know.
Best DJ in nation, yeah. I think is what he said. Yeah, but
Fireball. I think it was Fireball that did it, man.
I've never seen someone chug so many bottles of Fireball in my life. Have you?
Did you see the candy cane in his studio with all the Fireball in it?
No, I did not.
Yeah, well, it's probably gone by now.
Well,
a couple
probably.
Weeks ago, I was up there. I was like, what in the world is this? He goes, what?
Yeah.
I said, the huge candy cane with all the Fireballs. And my goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that was 2 weeks ago, if it's 2 weeks ago, I'm sure it's gone. Yeah. I'm sure it's
gone.
Yeah,
you can take a peek in there. Anyhow, did your taxes go up at your house?
They always go up at my house. They always go up. We had Erica Lynn here who was helping to get signatures for a petition. Oh, can they sign Wednesday? Do you know if the petition thing is going to be Wednesday at 3200 Guernsey Street and Fort Steuben Mall? Do you know? Did Big Mr. Deep Pockets tell you?
I have no idea about Fort Steuben Mall, but I know usually it is almost every day down there at Guernsey Street. We'll have to get a set schedule, but I'm pretty sure it's Guernsey Street. I don't keep up with the times up north.
All right. Well, it's typically 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Yeah, if you would for Wednesday. No question.
Yeah.
Hey, anything else you want to talk about?
Did you ever find out any more about Frizzy Gate or Coughlin Gate and see why the taxes went down so much and everybody went up?
Well, my sources tell me that our news department is working on that, trying to nail everything down. So as soon as we get confirmation from our news department, then I'll be able to publicize the story. And if it is, and I want to stress, if it is that lawyer down there, Frizzy, then boy, the stories that I have on that character, oh my God,
Yesterday, Saturday, I went over to my friends at Whiteside there. I was out running around.
Yep.
And I know you could say, dang, but we talking about up, you know, might sell my house, blah, blah, blah. His tax is almost $6,000 a year or something like that. I'm like, holy cow.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? Well, I looked him up, you know, afterwards. He didn't tell me about it, because he was talking about selling his house to me. But I was like, man, if they cut the property tax, that's a lot of money. You imagine somebody that didn't, you go in your house and you're getting another bill for $6,000-$7,000 a year? I mean, that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So, I don't know. People got to wake up, act the higher tax.